Apparently, a study has found the secret to getting someone to do a favor is to apologize for something before you ask.
What if you didn't do anything wrong?
I don't know. It says it doesn't matter what you apologize for. Any apology will work. In the study, people who apologized for maybe the weather before asking to use someone's phone had a 47% success rate. People who did not only had a 9% success rate.
I'm sorry about the weather. Like,
really,
you have
sorry
any
about the weather today, but
control
could I use
over
your
that?
Phone? I don't. But they say that's the key if you want to get somebody to do something.
All right. A new study out of England claims there's a connection between the type of vacation people most want to book and their hair color. Here are some of the results. People with blonde hair are most likely to want beach vacations. People with black hair want ski trips. People with gray hair are most likely to want quiet trips to the countryside. People with red hair are most likely to want to go on safari. Brown hair most likely to want to do something in nature or something adventurous. And bald people are most likely to want to go backpacking.
Interesting. 36-year-old man in Florida crashed his motorcycle last Thursday. Police showed up, and when they got to the accident site, they saw a bunch of what appeared to be brand new watches and sunglasses scattered across the road. They realized this guy had just stolen about $10,000 worth of stuff from a surf store, so he was charged with burglary, grand theft, and DUI.
Oh, bad night for that guy. Earlier this month, there was a 36-year-old teacher in Utah named Amy Hunter, and she had a heart attack in class. Luckily, she works at a nursing school, and she was surrounded by ER nurses and EMTs who just happened to be there on this one specific day. They did CPR and saved her life. She's still not out of the woods, and she needs a heart transplant. They're looking for a heart for her right now, but her doctors say that if she hadn't been at the school when it happened, there's no way that she would have made it.
Website ZipRealty.com has put out a list of the top 15 zip codes around the country for trick-or-treating. And they're in areas with a lot of walkable houses and residents with higher incomes, so apparently densely packed rich people is the key to good trick-or-treating. Bel Air, Texas, a suburb of Houston, came in first. So that's apparently where you can get the best treats on Halloween night. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.